Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan. On today's program, we get to catch up with Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti.
More breaking news coming in over the last couple of days regarding the lighted parade and those related festivities being canceled due to the governor's latest guidance. Can you kind of just educate me on where that decision came from and kind of what this holiday celebration is going to look like? Because it's going to be a little bit different than years past.
Right. So as you mentioned, this is really in response to the governor's latest proclamation, with her wanting to limit gatherings and slow the spread of COVID-19. And so we felt that this was the best way that we could do our part as well. Of course, with any decision like this, we always kind of look through the different options and see if there are adjustments that can be made. A different parade route or, something like that that can make that adjustment to still carry on that tradition. But ultimately, for the health and safety of our community, we felt that it was best to go ahead and cancel the event, especially with it being just over a week away today. But knowing that, a lot of adjustments, especially around the holidays, can be really tricky anyway. So, unfortunately, yes, the lighted parade, a beloved Perry tradition, has been canceled this year. We are working on a number of different things to still bring that holiday joy and the holiday spirit, help with that in the community. And so just like with anything in 2020, we're needing to make adjustments and hoping for the best as far as the outcome goes. And then we'll look forward to, getting everything squared away with the virus and moving on and looking forward to next year and hopefully getting back on track with those traditions. So no lighted parade, no activities at La Poste with meeting Santa and the other activities that were going on, because of the lighted parade. A lot of things are going, shifting or going virtual as well. So we're not, this is not really new as far as cancellations this year. We're pretty used to it by now, but we are shifting a little bit to kind of encourage people to decorate their homes and their yards, their businesses and storefronts, like everyone does anyway already, but just really encouraging that. So doing a lighted decoration contest, and so kicking that off on Friday, when the lighted parade would be, and kind of carrying it through a couple weeks to give people time to decorate, and then we'll judge and present prizes like we would for the lighted parade, but doing it on a more community-wide basis, having the two categories with businesses and then with residential as well. So hopefully that'll still bring some holiday cheer and people can kind of do their own self-guided tour of the community and all of the lights that we'll see.
And then certainly, like you had mentioned, that's unique for this year to have to adjust and to be flexible. But something that I've noticed, and since I've had the privilege of talking with you every week and seeing how these plans can fluctuate with COVID-19, the safety of the community has always been at the forefront of any events or any, adjustment to an event. So can you kind of just speak to a little bit about that preparation, making sure that if there is an event that can be held, it's as safe as possible for those attending and for the community as a whole?
Right. I think it's important, not just for the chamber and our activities, but for any business or organization that is working on events or activities, to always be thinking of public safety and the health of our community, whether it's during this time with a global pandemic or any time. And so I think it's just really important to kind of think through all of the various scenarios, think about, minimum and maximum numbers of people, the flow of traffic and how people are interacting, keeping things as smooth as possible. That's definitely something that we've seen, especially this year, as businesses improve their practices to, speed up the process for checking out or curbside pickup. Think about some of those extra steps that you can take in preparation to make sure that things are going smoother and, limiting that time of waiting around or holding up the line and things like that. So sometimes we get busy and we don't always think about those little details, but now is definitely the time to integrate some of those best practices, whether it's at a business or in a meeting or other community functions. Obviously, there's restrictions now with gatherings indoors and outdoors, but any time that you're planning something, you know, it's good to think about those things and how are you allowing space and, you know, speeding up the process and making things efficient. So that goes into any sort of planning for us with the chamber, you know, whether it's BRRR registration or, you know, a community event where we're making sure that we have communication that tells people where to go. So that would be my, you know, advice and recommendation. And as I'm seeing other communities and other chambers do similar things as far as their cancellations or adjustments to activities, it's just a matter of ultimately doing what's best for the community and what's going to make a safe environment for those participants.
Awesome. Well, that hit all the points that I wanted to talk about. Is there anything that I forgot to mention or anything else on the radar of the chamber that I think our listeners should know about?
Really, the big thing is just to kind of remind people that, you know, now as we're getting into the peak holiday season, you know, with Thanksgiving next week, to, you know, stay safe and stay healthy. But then really to be thinking about how you're able to support local businesses during this time. So with Small Business Saturday next Saturday, it's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving. But then there's also the holiday open houses. A lot of our businesses will be open with extended hours and specials and, you know, really encouraging people to get out and shop or call ahead to do curbside pickup. So many different options to support local businesses, whether it's with a gift card, buying Perry Bucks, or actually shopping for those unique gifts. But just a reminder to really think about where you're spending money this time of year and thinking about those businesses that are really needing some support. They're here for us year-round to support our community with their donations, you know, for the different reasons that we ask them to help us out with our sports teams and our events and everything. So now is really a great time to think about where you're going, whether it's online or out of town or whatever the case may be. But we've got a lot of great things, and we encourage you to check out the full list on our website of all of the businesses, purchasing Perry Bucks, and checking those out for your gift giving this season.
And that was our conversation with Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.